Today is 9 May 1969, and it's Friday, and once again it's my day off. I didn't have a day off last week. I think I had a few hours off last week, that was all. But today I stayed home all day. I slept late. I was tired. And I did a few odds and ends. And I haven't really done that much. I think Monday, let's see. Yeah, Monday the 11th is Mother's Day. So have a happy Mother's Day. You probably won't get this until after Mother's Day. Let's see. Things have been hectic as usual. Oh, my cast is off, Duchess. That's the big news, I guess. They took that off on Tuesday. And I think it helped a little bit. I think the ankle is still a bit swollen, but not as much as it was. And the doctor said to try and favor it for the next couple of weeks. Well, I can't do that very easily. You know, I can't keep off my feet. In fact, I probably was on my feet more with the cast than I am normally. I was determined to ignore the cast and just drag it around with me. I can't honestly say I had a lot of discomfort with it. Yes, it was hot. Yes, it was extra bulky. But my leg did not itch like people said it would. And I think that was because it was loose enough that it would rub, or maybe a half inch, I could move my leg inside the cast, and therefore if the leg got itchy, I could just move it up and down. So it was on 15 days, the cast. And he says, this orthopedic doctor, Dr. Mosley, I think his name is, he said it was not tendonitis, but just that the ligaments had been very severely pulled at one time or another. It could have been something years ago. And of course, I always think of that ski trip, remember? When all the gals went up to Vermont, Mount Stowe. I remember then I sprained an ankle. I don't know which one. But anyway, he says it's pulled ligaments. And Sam, this is Doc Griffith, my friend over here in this compound, he disagrees. He thinks it's tendonitis. Anyway, whatever it is, it doesn't bother me at all, but I am being very careful with it. I'm not, I'm trying not to turn it, and as I say, it doesn't look that swollen now. Of course, if I'm on it all day, it tends to get a little bit swollen, but still, I have no pain with it. The orthopedic doctor suggested I keep it on level, smooth ground and not to walk on pebbles. Well, that's a big joke, Duchess, because we have nothing but a lot of pebbles and gravel and dirt, and we don't have any smooth pavements. So, anyway, as I say, the cast is off, and it feels fine. And I don't know whether it did any good at all, but time will tell. What else? I did receive a couple of letters from you recently, for which I'm very grateful. I got, I don't know if I told you or not, but Larry Hoffman, the fellow in Korea who shipped me all my household baggage, I think I mentioned to you I had left a sunning chair, you know, one of these lounge chairs. And he shipped it to me. I haven't even opened it. It's in the box outside my door. It's in a wooden box. And I know that's what it is. It came from Korea. And I thought that was rather nice of him to ship that ahead. I had left it and said, since it costs so much to ship because it's an awkward size, that he should just keep it. Well, he decided I would need it here in Vietnam, so he sent it. I was almost going to go out and sit in the yard this afternoon. But here it is now, 3 o'clock, and I haven't gotten around to it yet. I was scrubbing down the shower and trying to show this new maid how to clean a little bit. But it's so hard because all they know how to do is to sweep with one of these crazy little brooms. I bought American brooms and they won't use them. They use these crazy little brooms and they don't pick up the dirt that much. They just blow the dust from one area to the other. And for some reason or other, the Vietnamese have a phobia about using water. I mean, they never wash floors. And with all the dust we have around here, wet mop picks up a lot of it. Well, I got down with a scrub brush and I scrubbed my shower stall and scrubbed the commodes and the sinks and... because they copy, you know, but this is the first day I've been home since she's been working for us, and that's over 3 weeks. That's 3.5 weeks ago she started working, and it's the first day I've had a day home to kind of show her what to do. And of course, it's very discouraging because if you're not here, like now, she's sitting watching TV. She's sewing something, but she spends the afternoons watching TV. We have a small TV set that somebody left here months ago, and we have the radio, so that you know darn well if you're not here, they don't put in a day's work. The only thing she does is washes the clothes, and she's pretty good about washing the clothes and getting them ironed. And that consists of a uniform and underwear every day. And then sweeping out the kitchen area. And that's about it. So, and in addition to having house girl problems, so to speak, I have an awful lot of personnel problems at the job. It gets real involved, Duchess. I hired 3 carpenters to work, and they can only work 6 hours. The big problem about personnel in this compound is they're not allowed to stay overnight on compound because we have no facilities anywhere on compound. I can't say none of them do because some people do, but the units provide their own billets and whatnot for their people that are staying over. Well, this means they have to go to the nearest village, which is Long Ton, which is about 2 or 3 miles down the road. Well, then how do you get them there? By what vehicle do you pick them up and bring them back? And I don't have a vehicle sometimes after 5 o'clock. And where do they stay there? You know, this kind of thing. In other words, we're way out in the wilderness, this Bearcat. I mean, it's about 20, 25 minutes from Long Bend, which is a big base, but there aren't that many villages in between. And to get these people to and from work, I just can't spare a man to go, a driver to go get them, plus you always need a shotgun rider. That's 2 men a day to go get these people if they were living in Long Ton. And I tried to hire a clerk typist today, and she lives way out in Benoit, which is about a 45-minute ride. Well, you can't go get them, pick them up, and bring them back. The roads close at 6 o'clock. We're not allowed to travel on the roads after 6. So it's a real headache, a real headache. And then these carpenters wanted to get paid for 8 hours a day. Well, they don't work but 6, but they feel they should get paid for 8 anyway. And I won't pay them 8. So they told me they were going to quit, so I said, go ahead and quit. But I think they came back again today. Besides that, I haven't got any wood for them to work with. I'm trying to build some shelves in the storeroom, and I haven't got any wood. We scrounged some. We did some trading and whatnot for wood, but they use that, and I don't have any more. So these are the problems of the day. For me, this has been a big headache, this Vietnamese labor. I have to get all kinds of forms, make out sheets, daily sign-in sheets, you know, fill out their time and attendance sheets, take these sheets every 2 weeks to Long Bend to get the money, and they give me a check, then I can take it to the bank to cash it into piastres, that's the local currency, and bring it back to pay them. Well, I got 10,000 other things to do, and this takes up a big portion of my time. Anyway, we'll see, Duchess. And then one of the boys who works for me, Oscar, he'll be going home in a week or two, and I'm trying to get a replacement for him. So personnel-wise, It's time-consuming. Other than that, on the whole, the situation at the club has improved a great deal. I've gotten a lot of little things repaired. I've changed the complete filing system, which was 100% incorrect. And the only reason it takes so long to do these things is that everything has been done wrong. Just everything, Duchess. You name it. $60 worth of prizes missing out of the cabinet. This is just pure neglect. Nobody has ever done a prize inventory. And this has been going on for months and months. But I made up the monthly report the end of April, and I was very careful to state all the things that had not been done correctly and exactly what the status of everything was when I took it over. This was just to cover myself. And again, this has taken up a great deal of time, and then trying to change the attitudes of the few people that work for me. You know, they've had a I don't care, I don't want to know attitude. And this isn't good. But I see a great big change, and I think in another month it'll even be better. So I guess this is good. Plus that, as I say, I feel very well. My health is excellent. I was a bit tired this week, but that's all. But I think I earned that. And besides the work and everything, there have been a few nights of a change of pace. Of course, it doesn't amount to a whole lot. I played a game of Scrabble. In fact, I played twice, and I lost twice. I play with Sam, and he's excellent at it. And I may have played one or two games of bridge since I spoke with you last. I think it's almost time to turn this page.